em nome de
In the name of the Vice President of the Parliament, I declare open the session of the 40 years of the Ombudsman. We will listen a musical piece in by Cantos Certos. Then we'll have the opening speech by the Vice President of the Parliament. Afterwards, we'll hear the reading of the preamble of the Ombudsman by Fernando Tavares Marques, and a video of the 40 years of the Ombudsman by the students of Communication Social High School. Then the Ombudsman will take the floor, and then we'll have another moment, musical moment, by Cantos Certos. The session will be closed with the national anthem.
Sr. Provedor de Justiça, Srs. Presidentes dos Tribunais Superiores e do Tribunal Constitucional, Sra. Procuradora-Geral da República, Srs. Ex-Presidentes da Assembleia da República, Srs. Representantes do Corpo Diplomático, demais autoridades, Sras. E Srs. Deputados. Ausência em missão no estrangeiro, e mais precisamente na Conferência dos Presidentes dos Parlamentos da União Europeia, em Roma, Sua Excelência, a Sra. Doutora Assunção Esteves, Presidente da Assembleia da República, proporcionou-me a honra de a substituir na abertura desta sessão comemorativa dos 40 anos da institucionalização do Provedor de Justiça em Portugal. Da estreita relação institucional, constitucional e legal entre a Assembleia da República e o Provedor de Justiça, decorre que, com especial gosto e a maior honra para todos nós, este Palácio de São Bento, sede do Parlamento, seja o espaço natural por excelência para a realização desta sessão solene. Estamos, aliás, na década em que se prefaz 40 anos sobre atos e factos relevantes que o registro da nossa memória coletiva, por um lado, e o dever pedagógico que temos, por outro, de transmitir informação da nossa história recente às novas gerações, impõe que os comemoremos com gestos simples e sóbrios, como é o caso desta sessão, mas também com a dignidade que a importância da sua evocação exige. Foi assim com os 40 anos do 25 de Abril, a revolução que nos trouxe a liberdade e a democracia, e que é, ao fim e ao cabo, a fonte fértil das demais comemorações que se vão seguindo, como a da Assembleia Constituinte e agora a do Provedor de Justiça, e que culminará em 2016 com os 40 anos da Constituição. Embora seja um órgão de Estado independente, o Provedor de Justiça tem com a Assembleia da República, por força da Constituição e da lei, uma relação muito próxima. De harmonia com a Constituição e com a Lei 991, Estatuto do Provedor de Justiça, o Provedor é eleito pelo Parlamento por maioria qualificada de 2/3, por um mandato de 4 anos, podendo ser reeleito por um só e igual período. Nos artigos 238 e seguintes do Regimento da Assembleia da República, ocupam-se dos relatórios do Provedor de Justiça, incluindo o relatório anual, que é objeto de parecer da Comissão de Assuntos Constitucionais, Direitos, Liberdades e Garantias e de debate no plenário. O Provedor pode também enviar à Assembleia da República relatórios especiais a propósito de casos ou situações concretas, bem como formular recomendações legislativas. Tem sido em estreita cooperação com o Provedor de Justiça que a Assembleia da República tem procurado aperfeiçoar e pressionar-lhe os meios que permitam assegurar a necessária dignidade e eficiência tão importante instituição. O plano de atividades do Provedor de Justiça para o ano de 2015 prevê-se, como não podia deixar de ser, a comemoração do 40º aniversário da sua criação. Não posso, nesta oportunidade, deixar de citar o Sr. Provedor pelo mote escolhido e adotado para estas comemorações. 40 anos com o cidadão. Não poderia ter sido mais feliz e dificilmente ter-se encontrado de forma tão sintética, mas prenhe de significado e que traduzisse tão bem a verdadeira identidade do Provedor de Justiça, uma instituição do cidadão e para o cidadão. Tem ainda aquele mote a virtualidade de destacar o traço mais saliente do percurso de este órgão do Estado nestes 40 anos de existência. Meus senhores e meus senhores, comemorar implica reportar-nos ao passado, o que inevitavelmente nos conduz à história. E é sempre bom revisitar as raízes e delas partir para a evolução, bem como para a avaliação crítica da caminhada feita até aqui, que não é um ponto de chegada, mas antes, um novo ponto de partida, partida por muitos e sucessivos 40 anos com o cidadão. A história registra as origens do Provedor de Justiça na Escandinávia e, mais concretamente, na Suécia. por ocasião da guerra com a Rússia e por ter sido obrigado a viver afastado do seu país durante cerca de 12 anos, o rei Carlos XII nomeou em 1713 o seu supremo representante com a missão fundamental de supervisar a ação dos funcionários da administração. A partir de 1719, aquela figura passou a designar-se por chanceler de justiça, mantendo-se, porém, dependente da coroa. Dados os resultados e o prestígio alcançados, esta instituição veio a ser incluída na Constituição Sueca de 1809, com os contornos e configuração similares aos de hoje, a do Ombudsman, independente do poder real e do próprio Parlamento que o nomeia. Desde então, as virtualidades da figura do Procurador de Justiça foram sendo crescentemente divulgadas, vindo a merecer, por isso, acolhimento institucional nos mais diversos países. Desde 1973, o próprio Conselho da Europa, a par de outras instituições empenhadas na defesa dos direitos do homem, vem recomendando a sua difusão, tendo ganho especial expressão nas últimas décadas, de uma forma geral associada aos processos de democratização. Em Portugal, coube aos doutores Vaz da Gama Fernandes e Mário Raposo, ainda antes da Revolução de Abril de 74, e mais rigorosamente a quando do primeiro Congresso dos Advogados, em novembro de 1972, propor a criação do Procurador de Justiça. Porque, como ficou a constar...
It was included in the minutes that ensures the each citizen to be able to live freely, insofar that with independence, to control the errors, excesses, and abuses. Dr. Vaz da Gama Fernandes has proposed again the creation of ombudsman on the third congress that was held in 1973 in Aveiro. So it is for reasons that the current regime has accepted. In 1974, after the democracy was implanted, the judicial reform, Dr. Mário Raposo, proposed again the creation of the ombudsman. It was after this proposal that the action plan of the first provisional government, approved in Council of Ministers in 1974, created the figure of the ombudsman, as it is mentioned in the preamble of the decree law that created it, Francisco Saldanha as the Ministry of Justice. In the preamble of that statute, we have to think of it will... The ombudsman will be created among us that will aim fundamentally to ensure the justice and the legality of the administration through informal means. The ombudsman will constitute a guarantor of the liberties of the citizens and the decisive factor of the democratization of national life. The important note is that the ombudsman, as the defender of the guarantees and freedoms of the citizens and the fundamental rights. It's in the genetic code of the ombudsman, constitutional reinforced, to be the true guarantor of the democracy, the guarantor that does not substitute, replace the guarantee, but that exercises its influence to obtain the fulfillment of all the laws. Ladies and gentlemen, the importance given to the institution of the ombudsman determined several constitution processes presented by the parties with the but in a convergent way for the defense of the fundamental rights of the citizens. Not always this consensus was reached regarding the powers to confer, namely in what regarded the initiative of the supervision of the constitutionality. The Constitution of the Republic established in Article 23 the figure of the ombudsman. As Professor Gomes and Otávio Moreira that say, the constitutional insertion of the ombudsman in the general part of the main, the fundamental rights shows that the law is essentially a body of guarantee of the fundamental rights and not and all the freedoms and rights, but its role on the supervision of the fiscality is a privileged instrument for the defense of the fundamental rights, is also a body to guarantee the Constitution regardless of the fundamental rights. Ladies and gentlemen, we feared the politicization or even the ombudsman, and these fears dissipated. Third circumstance gave the balance between the statutes, both in the plan of the competences that were granted and the majority of 2/3 in the Parliament. But it's due also, in a relevant way, to the intellectual mission of all the ombudsmen that have been ombudsmen in. I confess that I'm not an enthusiast of the idea of proliferating multiple statutorial ombudsmen, especially when associated to public bodies. This trend that Dr. Marrapoz called the abuse of mania. It will make much sense, the merge of the ombudsman that is nationally consecrated. The worries that should not be left out of the pedagogical central, the cooperation with the ombudsman and his recommendations. This issue, for its special relevance, was at the base of the renunciation of the post by Dr. Paiva Raposo. The reading of the reports that the ombudsman submits to the Parliament, which are discussed and debated in plenary sessions, as well as the different sectorial reports, enable to state the wide importance of the works of the ombudsman. There still has to be done a sociological study of the contribution of the ombudsman in the last 40 years to the social peace and the rule of law in democracy. Through reports and platforms, the right is that there is a huge work that is developed between the ombudsman and the citizens in the shade that cannot be ignored. There is no doubt that some of the operations of the ombudsman, the reposition and reparation of the rights, has been achieved within the public administration and throughout the country, reaches a very important dimension. It is a work with a high social scope, and which without this intervention would be very difficult to achieve and very suspicious. This is a task of the ombudsman that is translated in an enormous contribution for the dignification of the central administration and the institutions where he works with, that will constitute many often the genes of social uncomfortable. The difficulties and the constraints of the last years required a lot from the ombudsman as a closed door for the claims of the citizens and hope for their and his role, as said Dr. Mario Raposo, in a loud voice so that the power can hear him. And we should say, for the reasons that we have mentioned, the total independence of the ombudsman and especially the social meaning of their tasks, this has worked in strict compliance of the rights without interference of the institutions. beyond the permanent dialogue with all and each of the citizens that come to him, the Ombudsman has given a special attention to the more fragile sectors of the society, like the older men, the old people, the children, and the environment. However, the action of the Ombudsman has not been only to the relevant role. The Ombudsman has gained throughout his existence an increasing prestige abroad. The Ombudsman is the only national institution that is accredited by the Committee of the National Institutions for the Protection of the Human Rights, recognized by the United Nations. The Ombudsman has been associated to international conventions connected with human rights, having an active role when he was granted the quality of the prevention mechanism within the scope of the protocol on the Convention Against the Torture and other. It integrates the network of the Portuguese-speaking countries in taking a very important role in that forum. The Ombudsman is also Vice President of the Council and has been contributing to several similar institutions in Europe and in other continents. As it happens with other institutions, in regarding the dynamic of societies faced with challenges, very difficult challenges, there will be, as we have done in the past, room for improvement of this body state that we commemorate the 40 years. There is a question that's not new that can be relevant and has to do with the Ombudsman role regarding the fundamental rights in face of the private powers. The Parliament, fully respecting for the independence of the Ombudsman, keeps its openness to continue to cooperate with everything that can contribute so that the Ombudsman can do efficiently in the success that is ascribed to him in the last 40 years. Ladies and gentlemen, before concluding, and for justice in my name, in name of the President of the Parliament, in name of the Parliament, I want to pay tribute to these citizens that have exercised in the last 40 years the role of the Ombudsman, to Coronel Costa Brás, Conselheiro Magalhães Godinho, Conselheiro Corte Real, Almeida Ribeiro, Mr. Mário Raposo, Mr. Menezes Pimentel, Dr. Nascimento Rodrigues, Councillor Alfredo Sousa, and you, Mr. Ombudsman, I give the recognition of the Parliament for the contribution so that the fundamental rights of all the citizens were in these 40 years been safeguarded. And I remind the deceased, you have been valued, you have valued with your personal mark the meaning, human meaning of your role, ladies and gentlemen. The failures and the mistakes that we commit and the constraints that we leave collectively in the last 40 years, including three interventions of the International Monetary Fund, we have to look for successes that the democracy has been providing us. It is this comfort that we find in the success of the Ombudsman, one of the first institutions that the democracy has provided and that has justified by means of the rule of law in their daily life. Thank you very much for your attention.
vai ser.
Now, we will listen to the preamble of the decree law, and on the 21st of April 1975, instituted the figure of the ombudsman in Portugal. We understand that it's a preamble that is has history, but it's a text that marks the democratic life of the Portuguese people in the last 40 years. The Ministry of Justice, Decree Law number 212-75 of 21st April. 1. In the action plan of the Ministry of Justice, approved in Council of Ministers of the 20th of September 1974, it was provided in the legislative sector the institution of the Ombudsman, and was consigned in that document the following. It will be established the Ombudsman that will aim fundamentally to ensure the justice and the legality of the administration through informal means. It's an innovation that will meet the deep wishing for justice of the people, extremely economic in its work operation and the important results in other countries by the immediate supervision and the preparation of reforms. Administration, prisons, polices, corruption, etc. Its appointment will be incumbent on the Parliament. Until then, it seems that its independence can be assured by a mechanism of suitable choice proposed by the government and chosen by the Presidents of the Republic. 2. Through this diploma, we materialize that statement institutionalizing or establishing the Ombudsman that will have a control role, a role of control about on the public administration with the main purpose of guaranteeing the fundamental freedoms established for the in favor of the citizens. In parallel, it will sign the gaps, defects and deficiencies of laws and regulations and the existence of normative provisions that are not suitable or inopportune, suggesting the revision and coordination of all the laws of the state and its adjustment to the needs of national life. The action of the Ombudsman will cover all the actors of administrative activity and all the civil servants of the state, services and public companies, municipalities and other legal persons of public law. From its control will be excluded only the state bodies listed in Article 2 of the Constitutional Law of 14th of May regarding the members of the government of the acts that mean exercise of its superintendence in the public administration. Excluded are also from the Ombudsman action, the armed forces, which structure, according to number 1 of Article 19, is totally independent from the government. 4. Getting in touch directly and formally with the citizens, acting in absolute and rigorous independence regarding all the administration bodies, moving by main initiative, by its own initiative, with access, open access to all the administrative sectors and being able to inspect, to make all the supervisions, interrogations and exams, the Ombudsman will constitute a guarantor of the rights and freedoms of the citizens in the decisive factor in a true and authentic democratization of the national life. The Ombudsman is not against anyone. This is the main point. The Ombudsman is always in favor of the protection of the fundamental rights of the citizens. The complaints to the Ombudsman may achieve that the fundamental rights reach the Constitutional Court. The citizen meets who gives him what he needs. The defense of the rights of the citizens during an authoritarian rule, this is an important element. The Ombudsman commemorates this year 40 years in the service, at the service of the citizen. There were several attempts to establish this figure of Ombudsman in Portugal. The idea came from the old regime, but only it was only possible to, after the 25th of April, to institutionalize the role of the Ombudsman. In 1975, we were clearly in a pre-revolutionary period, the break. What is particularly sensitive and simultaneously, I would say, of a particular and special way, was this figure that is the figure of the so-called Western democracies. It is established in the revolutionary period or with an opposite tendency. For the Constitution of 1976 was the first constitution that has considered formally the figure of the Ombudsman that in Portugal is called Provedor de Justiça. Because the revolution, the fundamental mission of the Ombudsman is to contribute so that there is justice, especially between the relations of the citizens and the administration, and to provide them the constitutionality. We have a judicial system, extremely strict, strict judicial system. It was a closed system, but after the 25th of April, Colonel Costa Braz was the first agent of that historic figure that changed deeply the democracy in countries, first in the Nordic countries and then the others. The action of the Ombudsman aims at ensuring the justice and the legality of the public administration through informal means, researching the complaints of the citizens against this administration and looking for the suitable solutions to guarantee the fundamental rights, freedoms that have been established. I was invited to be Ombudsman by the President of the Republic, Costa Gomes, and therefore it was incumbent on me to erect the building or to find the building, and we chose a house that was not occupied at the moment in Avenida 5 de Outubro. That has a particularity. The door was always open, and the person that went there to ask the support of the Ombudsman, he was welcomed by someone, and he would be listened by someone. There was an office prepared for this purpose, to direct and possible access, in addition to the possibility of sending a letter. It was made a complaint. It was not participation. It was nothing like that, with aggressive denominations. He made a complaint. They solidify, they enriched clearly this institution, independent institution, impartial institution, which is the Ombudsman figure. with the legitimacy and objectivity, indirect objectivity, but very strong, because it's we need 2/3 of the members of parliament to elect the ombudsman. The ombudsman is someone that, in a constant way, and more than constant, in any circumstance, is someone, as I said, that defends the citizen and defends especially the protection of the fundamental rights under any circumstance, and in a free way, free of costs. The ombudsman works in the amidst the rigidness of the laws. He receives complaints. He realizes of injustices and has the possibility of studying them. If the ombudsman is incumbent of to be a co-guarantor of the rights and freedoms of the citizens, this is a factor of the democratization of national life. If its acting covers all the sectors, private and public sectors, municipalities and other legal persons of public law should be an obstacle to oppose the corruption, the bad administration, or the arbitration. And then the obstacles to its acting, when it's correct, can only come from legal body or person has the interest to defend these positions. As we can as an ombudsman, because the ombudsman has not the capacity, executive capacity, the ombudsman proposes, the ombudsman suggests, and then follows up the execution. On the event, it's an institution that analyzes with impartiality. Came to a certain stage some doubts that if it wouldn't be a redundancy on the courts, these are two figures, different figures. It's a very important role, and we feel when we have a clear problem of justice, the ombudsman does not harms any other, or damages any other bodies, state bodies, the courts, does not collide with any of the other institutions, and it should work amidst the laws, and that's where it can carry out a good role, as it happens in general with all the ombudsmen that have had. The country has benefited from the specific figure of the ombudsman. The ombudsman of high quality that we have had in Portugal that have contributed for this institution when the body is unipersonal, much of this, what he can do, what he can achieve, is the capacity, the practical intelligence, then the boldness that the ombudsman shows. And along this, or throughout these 40 years with this institution, is a part, a very important part of the public life in Portugal. I've chosen to understand the reality, the signs of the time, to provide what is this provision. It's my capacity, individual capacity, to open procedures by my own initiative. Before the citizens complain, I anticipate and I open the procedure to realities that are painful realities, an element that I think it's very important for the ombudsman in the good sense. there is always someone that can support, in this sense, the law enables this, enables that, or allows this, or allows that, or prevents this or that. The good sense, common sense, can prevail on the law, over the law. After the 40 years that have been gone, have lapsed, I feel that I'm very well accompanied, and I have no regrets. There were several letters of thank letters to the Ombudsman along these 40 years. It's gratifying in these times to see that there is an institution in Portugal that is interested and protects the less favored. I thank the dedication and the professionalism. If you allow me, and after your words, it is a mission. There is many more injustice than justice. We have to call someone. We need someone that in the name of justice has something to say, that gives guidance, that or says the things I want to hear, because it's just, it's fair that it's said, and these instances have a similar role. They have the place in our society. I'm not an ombudsman. I am an ombudsman. This is a Republican principle that everything has a period, have a period. The ombudsmen are people specialized in law, such a big, a great jurist that knows deeply our law, our order, juridical order. This role enables to make a radiography, an X-ray, a social X-ray, absolutely unique, that I think no other institution in Portugal can have such an exact framework or table of the good things, the less good things that happen in Portugal. Ombudsman, 40 years as a citizen, with the citizen.
Senhor Vice-Presidente, em representação da Senhora Presidente deste Parlamento, saúdo-o e, na pessoa de Vossa Excelência, permita-me que saúde todo o Parlamento e todas as senhoras deputadas e todos os senhores deputados. Senhores juízes, presidentes, conselheiros, ou em sua representação dos Tribunais Superiores. Senhoras Ministras, Senhores Ministros, altos dignitários do Estado, civis e militares, senhoras convidadas, senhores convidados, permita-me Sr. Vice-Presidente, que aqui saúde as senhoras provedoras e as senhoras presidentes das Comissões Nacionais de Defesa dos Direitos Humanos, os senhores provedores e os senhores presidentes das Comissões Nacionais de Defesa dos Direitos Humanos, que nos dão a alegria e que vieram de várias latitudes, a alegria, o gosto e a honra de hoje estarem connosco. Senhorias,
ladies and gentlemen, to commemorate is not, in the simplicity of its meaning, anything else but to commemorate with. This is, we commemorate, we celebrate when we bring to the memory some quid, something which is likely also through the memory of being shared by others and with others. To celebrate is, therefore, in the precise meaning that under this circumstance and this moment, summoners means sharing, complicity, surrender, acceptance, party, desire, and statement of belonging to everything that each of us, Portuguese people, while members of the community erected in state, sees as an ideal crystallized in an institution that has time and place, which is taken as the horizon, line of the horizon of the just, the beautiful, the good, and the political. But all of this is achieved only because it is, in its subtle warping throughout the times, crystallizes and solidifies that bit of us, that portion of what we were doing by action or omission, that we are all, but we are all, we know also much more than the sum of all, because we are a people, a nation, a state. A rule of law, democratic rule of law, that takes in full, in the grandeur of its unity, the good, the less good, or even the bad that we were building as spiritual heritage, and not only, throughout these 40 years. 40 years, yes. What are they? What are they worth in historical terms? We don't know. And in this moment, at this time of memory, but it's not only past, we are present and future, we don't know if such an issue that may have some interest, if 40 years belong to the so-called long term, or if, on the contrary, it still falls on the visible trench of the short term. What is important here and now, because we are today celebrating in this chamber, the Portuguese Parliament, a house where all the houses fit, where there is the meaning, the strength, the requirement, and the commitment of the politics. What is important here, what is relevant, is the fact that we are commemorating, we repeat, 40 years of an institution which is genetically and genuinely heritage of democracy, of the democratic rule of law, and in this sense also the heritage acquired of all the Portuguese. In truth, March had gone and few days had been after the first half of April, and in the official gazette that was called then Diário do Governo of 21st of April of 1975, it consecrates in the form of law precisely the institution, the new single and never before known institution in the political and juridical order of the Ombudsman. That day, which at that time was a day similar to many others that were lived in a genuine fibrillation of looking for paths, only footpaths, to achieve a more just society, was also seminal. However, and for this close or small window of the past, we see how ephemeris is the film of the days. At that time, the mediatical social repercussion of the innovation of such a singular institution was almost inexistent. What shows, if it was necessary, that everything that stays, everything that sits in the fertile territory of the things that are important for the life of the people has nothing to do with the media's stages or unsuitable protagonism, or even with no meaning of the present, that perversely it's only seen as an instant, not even as a present past, and even less as present future. The Ombudsman stayed, took roots, imposed himself. For that, it contributed undoubtedly the wisdom of the constituting legislator, who, when recognizing as the state body, covered it with the legitimacy and the material legitimacy, because in certain circumstances the form is also content, but especially open the doors or the paths for the tough and demanding path of the prosecution of the material legitimacy. Normative architecture given to the Ombudsman assumed in that way the grandeur of not of a simple institute supported by law, which would be so much, but still it gained the robustness and the projection of the state of a state body, unipersonal, independent, immovable, and of democratic legitimacy, highly qualified. However, the institutions to succeed, to continue serving men and women of flesh and blood, need not only of that main legitimacy, but require also the consequential legitimacy. So it's not enough to the performative strength of the law to rise and make an infallible institution. It's a necessary condition, but it's far to gain the kingdom, the tough and winding kingdom of the sufficient condition. In truth, the Ombudsman was, after the recognition by the Constitution of 1976, a normative reality in the normative of our legal and political order. But if it didn't impose, if it wasn't legitimate, if it wasn't recognized and justified by its co-citizens as operating and consequent in the defense of the fundamental rights, if it didn't show to be free and independent, if it didn't expand interiorizing other skills, especially of international nature, aiming always the brave defense of the human rights, if it didn't create an international relations with so many other ombudsmen from various continents, namely, but in a pronounced and healthy internal fraternal way, with the ombudsmen and the national committees of the human rights defense of the Portuguese speaking countries, it wouldn't be enough. As a letter of nominalization, throughout these 40 years, the ombudsman, for his constant action, full of perseverance, sober, serene, independent, capable of resolving the setbacks, the misunderstandings, and these obstacles of life, but that never flickered when the defense of the human rights, of the fundamental rights of the citizens are in question. It was like this that its material and consequential legitimacy of such a noble institution was reinforcing and consolidating itself. What made it worthy of winning, being reinforced and consolidated, the spiritual heritage acquired from our democratic system? All of this is due, without any exaggeration of circumstance or epidritic rhetoric, is due to all the other 8 ombudsmen that were before us. For them, at this moment of joy and of commemoration, our deepest felt, deserved, and just tribute. I'm certain that we wouldn't misinterpret his thoughts, their thoughts, thought of all the people that were before me. See, if we said that all of them, without exception, because they are big spirits, they will agree with us if we said that the consolidation of the ombudsman was made unequivocally, also supported on all ladies and gentlemen servants of the state, performing the most different tasks, and along these 4 decades have served in an unselfish way and with ethical commitment the institution itself, with a special, very special characteristic, because in this case to serve the state is felt like is we are serving the citizens that looks for us and that needs us. And this achieves we do the dimension of informality and proximity, which is the cornerstone of this ombudsman. 40 years in the things of spirit or the things of a multi-secular people are nothing. It's short time. It would say even very short. However, if we place ourselves if we go back to 1975 and from that we project an absolutely new institution that would last 40 years, we shouldn't have any doubts that the thought would be regarding that time, such a time, would fall irreversibly in the long term. In other words, we have to change. It is enough to change the point and the place from which we look at things, so that everything legitimately changes. And the plural game, asymmetrical and of different geography, that this late modernity brings to the speech that we have to have, almost in a fierce way, the agora, meaning the place where political discussion and struggles should take place, the parliament. I know that with this we want to reduce the political antagonisms to the parliament, makes that apparently everything becomes relative and the meaning of the essential is lost, of what is important, of what is necessary and sufficient. This disorientation, this perplexity, where is the essential? Where where dwells the accessory, which is also in a certain sense wealth, which requires a last reflection. Archiloco, major poet of the Greek classical antiquity, so big that in his time he was equaled to Homer, left us from his fragments of his poetry that came reached us two verse enigmatic verses, beautiful, deep, and mysterious. And I quote, "Many things knows the fox, one only and very big, the hedgehog." In truth, it is unequivocal that the ombudsman, to fulfill his role, has to know many things. He has to be attentive to everything, watchful to the signs of the times, aware of the problems, whether simple, difficult, or even complex, of his concitizens, open to the world, against introversion, without forgetting anything, so that he can remember everything. In this sense, it is easy to see that the ombudsman has to make things relative, weighing and valuing everything but everything which comes to his legitimate horizon of knowledge. We are certain that Archiloco, in his 7th century before Christ, won't hold it against us if we say that the ombudsman, in terms of the apprehension of the real social and community, has to be the fox. However, the ombudsman, when assumes the horizon or the ethical commitment framework, may only have one aim and major thing. He should only want one thing, the defense, intransigent defense of the fundamental human rights. In this defense, he has to be inflexible, because the moral jewel that he defends is enormous. It's unique. It has no similar, and it is irrepeatable. Archiloco, with sarcastic look, still out there, but still teaching us, will say under his breath, the ombudsman has to have the simplicity and the humility of the thorny moral strength of the hedgehog. This is the complex, difficult, but morally stimulating duality where the ombudsman moves himself. This is the pilgrimage paths that all the previous Mr. Ombudsman had to cover. These are the pilgrimage paths that are reserved. But you must be aware that we will cover them with no reserves and unconditionally. Already in the twilight of his genius madness, I repeat this, genius madness, Olderlin wrote, "Die Linien des Lebens sind verschieden." Different are the lines of life. It is really, really true. They are different, the lines of life, but one and only one can be the line of the ombudsman, the one that translates fully the ethical commitment with the Constitution, the law, and its conscience, his conscience. We think that we are with this commitment assuming the best tribute that we can pay, not only to all the Portuguese that have turned to us in the past and that come to us in the present and that will question us in the future, but also in 40 years of history that, due to the circumstances, cannot and should not be considered rich, stimulating, and long. so rich, so stimulating, and so long that they become the real and the fiduciary guarantors without reserves in an unconditional way for the next 40 years. Thank you.
Thank you. quero mais te lubricar. Minha mãe, quando eu morrer, minha mãe, quando eu morrer, ai chora por quem muito amargou, ai chora por quem muito amargou. Para então dizer ao mundo, para então dizer ao mundo, ai Deus me deu, ai Deus me levou. Ai Deus me deu, ai Deus me levou. Ai Deus me deu, ai Deus me levou.
Ah!